Don't mind that, man. I got a renew my printer.
The one place where news, okay, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, and right now, I already have a caller on line number one. Dr. Doom, what's up, man?
Man, what's been good?
Chilling, man. A lot has gone down since we were last with you guys. I had an internet outage. not only did it affect me here, it also affected work. So, couldn't get on the other night, but we are here with you tonight. You can call in 706-993-4606, and we have another caller on line number two. Gene, is that you, my friend? Gene, is that you?
Yep, that's me.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man, chilling. Oh, and also let Tony see know what was up, so hopefully Tony C will be with us as well. A lot to talk about, a lot that went down this week. First off, LeBron James reportedly
being a bitch.
opts out of his deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers, thus making him a free agent. And talks have been going around on where he's going to end up. There was a rumor that he texted KD about a possible team up. Gene, you're kind of close to that situation, being that you're from there, and then we'll go to you, Doom. But Gene, what's your take on all this, man?
Well, this is what LeBron does. This is what he does. He doesn't sign long contracts. He hasn't in about the last three contracts. He usually goes two for sure with an option year. Usually opts out. Today wasn't about him telling us, hey, I'm going to such and such team or I'm going to stay in Cleveland. Today was just all about letting, you know, he was opting out, which he normally does, and I think everybody knows that in this area. So that's no surprise. But usually on the come in the next couple of days, I think they said, July 3rd or whatever, he's supposed to come with some kind of decision.
But I think it was reported by the 4th.
What was it?
I think it was reported by the 4th.
No, we're gonna have that. Yeah. We're gonna have that TV special. That's what we're gonna have.
Nah, he know better than that.
Yeah, he can't do that again. Oh my goodness, do not do that again.
My issue with the whole thing is, why is he texting KD about, you know, joining up?
Well, Doom.
No problem.
After it came out, I think it was a report that it was Stephen A. Smith had falsified it, and that came from Wojnarowski. And Wojnarowski is pretty a pretty good insider, so I think he knows. He said that call, that text message did not exist. This guy's on vacation with his family right now.
So you saying Stephen A. Smith is starting to become fake news?
This is the second
time he did that, because you remember he said that KD was going to go to the Lakers. Or no, mm-hmm. KD was going to the Wizards. And, you know, he got on TV basically threatening my man, saying that.
He did do that. But I think
Stephen A. Doing, he just run off out the mouth too much. Yeah.
Yeah, he got double standards. So sometimes I think he gets into the moment, you know, and gets in his feelings about certain stuff.
I believe, too, that the only thing with Stephen A. Smith that sort of kind of leads me that he wasn't lying, per se, is the fact that he didn't run and hide from it. If you listen to his show, he also said the same, regurgitated the same thing on his show as well, about LeBron. And he also said on his show that the, and I'm not talking about First Take, I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith's show, that LeBron's can't deny it. So, again, if someone's lying, they'll tend to sound kind of like run from the hills when you put their feet to the fire. But Stephen A. didn't do that.
I really don't know what his motive is. But then he also said, you know, that Dan Gilbert was looking forward to LeBron leaving.
Right.
You know.
No, but I can see Dan Gilbert saying that. Because LeBron's basically holding that team hostage.
Yeah, he is.
And he is. And once again, he's doing it again. Like I tell you guys all the time, LeBron is my guy. When we talking basketball and dribbling, but some of his theatrics, you know, off the court, sometimes I just be like, come on, Bronny. You know, this is a little bit too much. Just call and say, hey, I want to go to another team. Kyrie did it.
Right. He's doing a better job holding that team hostage than Brett Favre ever did back in the day with the Packers.
I mean, how can you get free agents, sign people and stuff, not knowing if this dude's going to stay or go?
Right.
Which to me is bad for business.
Right.
And it is, especially with the free agency looming, June the 30th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are already negotiating.
Oh, yeah.
Free agency.
Mm-hmm.
The league is, they upped the tax, so you can actually pay more in the penalty.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think the salary cap for this year for every team is, $101
million. Yeah.
Or something around there. So, I think they're pushing that whole tax thing to make teams, you know.
That means the Warriors can afford Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
They can.
They
can absolutely get them guys back. And then there was that report.
But Dwight Howard.
Let me
go to line number three real quick, guys. I got a very special guest on the line with us right now, from host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, my brother from another mother, Philly Phil Ray. What's up, man?
I take the night off and I still call you people. What's up?
You people.
What's up?
What's going on? No. Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, you people.
Hey, Phil, I have one question, just to involve sports. So when I come up there, which one you want to be? Iron Fist or Power Man, man? We need to go down and clean up Harlem, man.
Listen, Harlem is fine right now. I don't know, this TV thing, man, it's all facade. Harlem is very safe right now for some reason.
Okay, I'm just saying, man. Which one we want to be? I'll be
Iron Fist. I'll be Iron Fist. Okay. I'll be the Yang.
There
right,
you go.
I get up there maybe Christmas time, man. We gonna clean it up, man. To some
holler at me, man. I love Harlem. I'll show you around Harlem. Harlem's got some good places, man.
There you go. Phil, what's your take on LeBron James and all this free agent hoopla? And don't forget, too, guys, there's two other free agents out there. You got Paul George, and you also got KD as well, and nobody's talking about KD right now. But what do you think about LeBron in particular, Phil?
Well, it was a formality. I mean, nobody really knew. Nobody thought he was actually going to stay there. You know, I don't think Cleveland is the devoted. I don't want to use the word devoted, but I don't think they're inclined to add any more salary to that roster for him to even compete again.
Right.
He basically carried that team this year, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It was just a formality at this point. Now the whole big hoopla is where is he going to go? And it's just a formality. It's actually just annoying at this point. I mean, I wish they would just, you know, stay with these teams and, you know, run its course, you know.
Stop with the foreplay.
Yeah,
that's getting a little. It is, and I'm from this area, so it is getting a little like soap operas at this point. And you know, with him freeing up that $35 million, I mean, it puts the Cavs in pretty good position to like actually make moves to still make this without LeBron.
Right.
This team can still be pretty good, and they can make a playoff appearance. with that amount of money, you know, off the salary cap. So, I mean, and like Phil said, you know, to piggyback off that, you know, it's going to take a lot, because from the initial trade for Kyrie, if you look at all the dynamics that took place in that trade and what we ended up with right now, we didn't gain anything. We picked up some heavy contracts because Jordan Clarkson, I think he has a 4-year, $50 million contract.
Stealing money.
25 of that is, you know, that 25 of that is against the cap.
Yep.
I mean, we didn't really put ourselves in position to really make a lot of moves at this point that we knew was coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then both of you guys, and you too, Phil, I'm questioning both draft picks. I'm questioning Knox and I'm questioning Sexton. Now, Phil brought up a good point when we talked about it on Facebook. You know, we just need to, I guess, give these guys time, because a lot of people booed KP too. Porzingis got booed, and like, he showed up big time and played very, very well. So we'll see. Knox showed he has some flashes during the year. Sexton too. My only thing with Sexton, he can't shoot.
Well, why are these guys leaving college and they can't shoot, man? This is what's killing me, man. By the NBA.
Yeah, on top of that, why are they getting drafted so high if they can't shoot? None of these guys play defense. I was telling this to Will the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first 10 or 12 guys that were drafted, none of these dudes play defense.
Nope.
Like, come on, man. Where's the structure? Where is the building of the team if you got a draft pick that high, you want to get a kid, no matter what. Obviously, depends on the position that you need. Like Phoenix,
you want a two-way player,
right?
Yeah.
Phoenix. I think Phoenix, if this kid pans out in Phoenix, the number one pick, that kid's going to be a monster. Why? Because he can't play defense, but he can grow into the position he plays.
Right.
Same thing with Orlando. That kid from, what was that, kid from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bamba? Mm-hmm. If that kid pans out and he can play the forward and the center, because when's the last time a team had a definitive center? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the kind of, not the kind of game anymore. The game's a lot smaller now.
Right.
When you think
it's
about it, smaller, in hindsight.
And yeah. It's played on the edges.
100%.
That, and that Sexton guy, which, here's the dynamic in that. The dynamic in that is, if LeBron stays, he's going to get kicked out to a shooting guard.
Yep.
Because LeBron dominates the ball, he controls the offense. If LeBron leaves, I think this kid's got a better chance of being a traditional guard there.
Right.
You know, with what's there, you know. And maybe a couple of pieces that they may add here and there. But you go to point guard with that high of a pick when you've shown all year that you can't play defense in the interior. So I don't constantly get a guard. I can get a guard if LeBron's there. He's going to bring the ball up anyway.
Yep.
So I go with a power forward that could probably stretch a little bit. Or I go with a bigger guy that could just be a defensive threat, because none of your perimeter guys at this point play defense.
Right.
So it just threw me off that Sexton pick. I mean, people like him, but I just thought that wasn't the pick for Cleveland.
I think and Michael Porter Jr. falling as low as he did, I thought that would have been a good pick for the Cavs. I really, really do. I thought that would have been a great pick for him. Yeah, you might have had to wait a week, you know, maybe wait a year. But man, come on, that would have been a really good pick for him.
Well, they knew something that they knew something we didn't know, because Porter should have got. I think Porter should have went top five, and he didn't. And when he dropped that low, I said to my man, I was like, "There's something wrong there," because we turned out he was hurt anyway.
Mm.
So, but you know, when you look at it like that, and you know, with the NBA draft is very distinct from other drafts, because you can pick a need and have it right away.
Right.
Where in other right. leagues, guys got to, you know, guy. It takes a lot longer for guys to mature in their position. You know, hockey, football, baseball, whatever.
Exactly.
And there's no minor league there either.
Right.
So these kids coming out early, and like you said, there's the games are played on the edge now. How can you not shoot? It's a shooting league.
Mm-hmm.
No one's playing defense. Yeah, no one's playing defense anymore.
No one's playing defense. And then, like we go back to just the way they're set up. They're set up. They've been set up for the last 3 or 4 years to shoot the ball. Drive and kick. Drive and kick. That's their thing. Come off the flare screen. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think Cleveland's going back to the finals. I mean, with LeBron. Because I don't think they have enough money or they can make enough room to bring on three stars or maybe two solid guys and a good role player to even get anywhere. This Colin Sexton kid, what did Doom say? Doom said, why are these kids coming up and they come to the NBA and they can't shoot? Why are you even in college you can't shoot? I mean, you know what I mean? So, and that's something that you should develop as a offensive player, especially with a guy that, you know, has the ball in his hand 70% of the time.
Exactly.
You should be able to shoot, you know, at that point in your career. So, you know, these guys are making it to the league and they're nowhere near NBA ready.
Let me head on to line number 4 real quick. Tony C, is that you, my friend?
I called in to find out if Gene got his LeBron Laker jersey ready.
Hey, you know what, Tony C? Hey, Tony C, I'm a Cavs fan through and through. If LeBron goes to the Lakers, No, I do. I'm not going to be a Lakers fan. I'm going to be a LeBron fan, and we'll be on TV, and they'll be on TV. They'll be on TV twice as much, so you'll be able to watch them too.
Hey, I'm all right. I just know if he know what's best for him, he won't sign back up for that. Well, you know what? I'm gonna say this by LeBron. Hold on. Let me just get this right. He schooled Dan Gilbert so good. He should, when he leave Cleveland this time, he should be playing no Vaseline when he pull off. And let me explain how he did it. He got him to pay J.R. Smith.
Sure did.
And Tristan Thompson.
Sure did.
Ain't nobody taking them contracts. Nobody.
Here's the deal in L.A. You know, Phil and Doom. Here's the deal in L.A. Their highest paid player right now is Luol Deng. Okay, and he asked how many. How is Luol? He lied about his age a few years ago. They found out he really wasn't from where he was from. But listen, then you got Brook Lopez. Okay, he's making. I think he's free. Well, he's free agent right now, right?
He's free.
Yep. What in God's tarnation? What couldn't LeBron bring to this organization if he did go? You know what I mean?
100%.
Having a blank canvas.
With all that cap room they got, meaning the Lakers, I'm wondering if LeBron does go there, will other dudes take the pay cut to play with him? Like Paul George he's a California guy, right?
Yep.
So
but he don't have to take the pay cut.
But Phil, is do you guys think he's a max player?
Is he what?
Is he a max player?
Paul George. I don't think so. But I think he's good enough where he could. If you get to play with LeBron in that setting, when they're halfway there, like, why wouldn't you take a pay cut? You're a hometown boy.
Here's the deal, fellas. The way they are aligned right now, you gotta have people that are willing to take less money. Because they're doing it. Durant is gonna get his money this summer. All right, they're not gonna be able to keep Clay if Clay wants the max next summer.
They just upped the salary tax.
But still, you can't. They ain't gonna up it to where you can have 4 max players on one team. The most you'll be able to have
is 3.
2.
Yeah,
2. But maybe 3. But the bottom line is, if if you have four players that's all like border all stars, and they all take half of what they can get on the market, that's how you gonna beat the system and build a Golden State. They got a head start because they got Klay and Steph and Draymond through the draft. But if you want to build a super team, you got to do it the Miami way. Like Gene was saying, back in Miami, they took all three of them guys took less money.
Yeah, Bosh and D-Wade, they all took less money.
Exactly. If LeBron was smart, this is what I would do. This is what I would do. I come to L.A., I've been talking for George, you take less money this year, I'm gonna take less money, and we're gonna get Kawhi here next year, and we can do it like that, finesse like that.
Who gonna run the point?
But you can keep Lonzo Ball. You can keep that whole squad together.
And just add those dudes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me piggyback on San Antonio for a second. I was the day of the draft. I was listening to some radio on satellite radio about the draft, and they were talking about specifically about the Kawhi, mm-hmm. and I agree with Carlissimo, man. San Antonio ain't got to do nothing right now. They can hold on to him until midseason.
I disagree with that. Here's the deal.
The reason why they can hold on to Kawhi is if you look at disparity in the contract. I think Kawhi is at a 5-year, $94 million. There's nothing really touching him.
No, he got that. 1 year left though.
He can go next year.
Left.
He can go for nothing.
Yeah, he got next summer.
Yep.
Yeah, he can walk next summer, or they can force him to stay.
And he can pull a Kyrie and be like, if y'all keep me, I won't show up. Because he painted San Antonio into a wall, into a corner when he said, is L.A. or nothing? Because Boston was trying to get him, and he was like, I won't resign. So basically, the Spurs got to do the deal with the Lakers. Nobody else gonna rent him for a half a year, or like you talking about, Phil. They got to do the deal with the Lakers. Eventually,
well, I think that's what
they gonna have.
Well,
to
I think that. Well, I think that report came out a couple of days ago, where as far as the Kawhi Leonard situation going to the Lakers, I think they was willing to give up Kuzma, they was willing to give up Ingram, and I think a future draft pick was thrown in there. If you look at right now, today, because in the next couple of days, all these rosters are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is if they keep Kawhi Leonard, or if they get Kawhi Leonard in L.A., and you put those other two guys in San Antonio, I still think that they can make room in L.A. to get at least three solid more players. Even with that contract, because it expired.
Less money.
Well, I don't know, because there's really not – Kawhi's not killing it, because his contract expires in 2020, I believe. And the only other thing
– No, next summer.
Is it next summer? Okay, next summer. So most teams don't want to – especially it's like the Carmelo rule. Carmelo could never just get out of leaving a team. He always had to get traded because they wanted to get something for him. You know what I mean?
So, they won't get something for him, sorry.
I think that given San Antonio that for Kawhi Leonard, I actually think that's great, because you talking about Kyle Kuzma is a bona fide up and coming star, and Ingram is an up and coming star,
mm-hmm.
and Kawhi Leonard has been kind of injured. Is he worth this much more money? So I mean, that's a bonus to San Antonio.
I do it for those two in a second round pick. I'm not giving up a first. But that much talent I'm giving you that much talent up front with Pop coaching them, yeah, you'll get those two players. But that pick you're getting going to be a second round. I'm not giving up my first.
You get a first. Yeah. You get a first, too. You can get them the first, because, William, that first is going to be at the end of the draft anyway.
And San Antonio's a bit old in the tooth. They don't have a lot of young kids either, right? Am I mistaken?
No, you're right.
Well,
I think about the oldest deal.
You're right.
Yeah, everybody there, to answer Phil's question, I think Gasol is 37, which is free agent, and then you got Manny Ginobili, he's 40. Mm-hmm. But everything else is that is around that 30, 31, 29,
but
32.
They're
not a young team.
But not only is it the age, it's also the attrition that counts against them, too. I mean, look at Ginobili's going through mm-hmm. a bunch of injuries. Tony Parker's going through a bunch of injuries. You got to get younger.
When LeBron go meet with Magic, Magic need to tell him, look, man, if we want to knock off that monster, you can't come here and make $30 million a year.
Right.
We can't do it like that.
Right.
We can get you around 15 to 20. Get PG around 15 to 20.
Playoff P.
And we get Kawhi, we get y'all around the same.
My issue is, so for him to do it, he's got to always do it. Be in the hunt, he's got always a similar team of super friends.
It's funny.
Hold on, one at a time, guys. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry. It's no longer. I could see if this was 20 years ago and dudes were doing this. It was a money issue.
Right.
It's no longer a money issue. All these dudes are paid. So now you just have to think about your position, your age. Right, exactly. Your position, your age, and what are you going to benefit? What are you and your family going to benefit out of relocating to some other spot?
Right.
So, Magic Johnson could sell you the farm. But to piggyback on Tony C, these dudes, if they want to be Golden State, if they want to beat Houston in the West, if they want to beat those, they gotta take a pay cut. It's no longer about like these guys getting $90, $100, and $150 million. It's no longer about that anymore. These dudes have to play ball.
And you're right, because if you look at the very first victory, the Boston victory, I think Garnett took the pay cut.
He did.
I
remember that.
I think Garnett took the pay cut, which allowed Ray Allen to remain there, and then Rondo and the rest of those guys. And I think the two bigs, they were getting paid pretty decent. And I think what Magic Johnson, he made this statement earlier in the week. He said, listen, if I don't get this team where it needs to be in the next couple of years, I'm going to step away. So to me, that's saying to me, they're giving him the helm to not negotiate the numbers, but just to negotiate what they can bring to the Lakers and what we can do if we take a pay cut.
If they play it right, man, they can beat the Warriors. I think if they get LeBron and Paul George, they can beat them. You get Brook Lopez for the cheap, something like mm-hmm. ask him, man.
I think you got to keep the Brandon Ingram around too. I like that. That's what I'm saying. The issue with Golden State is
this year they was vulnerable because they had injuries. So I'm saying I'll go through injuries next year.
Plus another thing too, Golden State.
Yeah, because again, if Iguodala wouldn't have got hurt, I think they would beat Houston in 5 games.
Well, I'm gonna state this back too. We go back in 2016. If Draymond don't get kicked out one game, and then Zaza Pachulia Bogut. When Bogut got hurt, I don't know if Cleveland could have won.
There you go.
But here's another thing too that kind of throws a monkey in a wrench when you talk about the Lakers. And I'm sort of kind of putting a little bit of steam behind Dwight Howard going to Golden State, because all he got to do is take less money and get rid of David West, and there you go.
No, they can get other people to get rid of, but David West is paying for league minimum. He's still giving him a good 10-15 a game.
I think JaVale McGee on that team right now over Dwight Howard.
I'm just saying, if
JaVale McGee is a better fit on that team.
But I'm just saying,
they're going to get rid of Zaza Pachulia before they get rid of.
If you get rid of Zaza, if you get rid of David West, and he's willing to take less money, there you go.
They're going to keep David West, man. David West is not bad. I don't know what everybody thinks.
And let me ask you a question to y'all.
To piggyback off that, David West is a glue guy.
Yeah,
he's a glue guy, and he's one of the. He has to be there.
Agreed, but if you have a chance to get a former All Star on the cheap, why not?
You get rid of
the White Howard. The White Howard trash on
Super Chucha man.
let me ask y'all a question about this squad right here. This squad. Brooke Lopez, what's my boy name? Julius Randle, mm-hmm. LeBron James, mm-hmm. Paul George, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram coming off the bench. Or you can start Brandon Ingram at the point
and bring
have boy, Lonzo bring coming off the bench.
Yeah.
What about squad?
I'd rather start Ingram at the point. I don't like Lonzo Ball at all.
I don't like him either. Okay. I don't like him either. And again, he goes back to being a player that can't shoot.
Aren't we forgetting a person on that team?
Who?
Isaiah Thomas.
No, he's a free agent.
He gonna be gone, man. Now you guys gonna keep him? I wouldn't keep him. Would you keep him?
I like that squad chance against Golden State. I'm sorry.
You really would put
Lonzo in that situation?
I would start probably Ingram. I'll run an Ingram at the point.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. to beat Golden State, if you got a big point, tall point guard like Ingram,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then Paul George and LeBron, you can switch everything.
Now, let me ask you a question.
It's been so hard to get LeBron to play below the foul line.
Yeah, because you saw he ain't playing no defense in these finals.
He didn't.
The X factor with Golden State.
But if you get on a better team.
The X factor was what, Phil?
The X factor on Golden State is Draymond. Because he plays defense. He's the only dude on that team that plays defense.
Clay Thompson.
Clay Thompson does too, to an extent. But I'm talking about defensively, that's your threat. If you can get around him in a long series. That's why they lost that 2 years ago. If you can get around him in a long series, you can beat them. You can beat them.
Well, Randle can bang with him. I think Randle can bang with him.
Yeah, well, that's just... he's gotten better. Too.
He's gotten better. Once he got healthier and got in shape and stuff, Julius Randle, he looked a lot better the second half of the season than he did the whole time he'd been there. I thought he finally got... They match up with
that Hamptons 5. You put Randle at center, go LeBron at the 4, PG at the 3, go Keith Kuzma at the 2, or then you go Ingram or Ball.
Let me ask you this. Is LeBron going to guard KD this time?
He ain't going to have no choice.
Paul George going to do that.
Oh, so you're going to run from it again. Man, KD going to eat up Paul George like he did it.
So let me ask you a
couple times in the regular season, Paul George stuck with him.
Let me bring up another scenario for you guys, and we'll take this one at a time. What's stopping the Lakers from taking these assets that they have? And these are tradable assets, mind you, and call like a Portland for Damian Lillard, or calling a Washington Wizards team with John Wall. What would...
Hell no.
You wouldn't do either one of those deals.
I would do Lillard before Wall. Wall can't shoot.
Yeah, he's another one that can't shoot. He's just ultra athletic. And I don't get it.
He's a smaller version of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. And I just don't get it with Lonzo, too. I don't get it with Lonzo, too. Because Lonzo, he hadn't been able to have a consistent jumper. And the jumper he has now, even with him modifying it somewhat, it's still ugly.
Well, it's one of those things where with Lonzo, because I like Damian Lillard, and I think
but I like CJ McCollum a lot
Portland
more.
Portland ain't giving them up.
I don't think they would. But
nobody's giving them up.
Not for Lonzo.
But Lonzo Ball, the game is still, to me,
they need to put his ass in the trash can. That's what they need to do, Lonzo Ball.
And nail the lid shut, you know? Because he doesn't do not a damn thing for me. I've seen better. I've seen kids that's in college right now that play a better game than he does. I don't know if LeBron, if this move is made, I don't know if they can take this guy. I don't know if they want to be around this guy. I don't know if they want to be around this guy's dad.
Hold on one second.
If LeBron say the only way I'm coming is if you get rid of Lonzo Ball, his ass is gone. Leave that.
He wants George to go there too. If the George Kawhi go there, you know LeBron's going to show up too.
I was about to bring you in, Big Tone. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it been?
Oh, man.
Fine, man. We got to hear from Goldberg. Make sure it's you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't heard that forever, but, you know.
Hey, I miss you guys. I just got things to do. I haven't been to the fam. I forgot about y'all.
Understand.
But I'll give one just for shits and giggles. Fuck Goldberg with Triple H's dick.
There you go.
I'm saying, wow.
Wow.
San Antonio Spurs can eat a bag of baby dicks and still be safe because they're holding Kawhi Leonard hostage.
They are.
Yeah.
Magic wants Kawhi to come.
Yeah, but the Spurs have the chips, man. They have that chip. I'm telling you, they can hold on to him, and I'm telling you, they can probably get more for him. By the break, I'm telling you, man.
Nobody gonna rent it because he didn't came out and told everybody he not re-signing no matter who trades with him. I'm not re-signing.
Yep. Who said that? Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Boston was ready to do the deal today.
Well, Kawhi's not a free agent. I mean, he's still attached to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yep.
So the only way he gets out is if he's traded.
And let's look at it this way too.
When he can walk.
And let's look at it this way too. Let's go back for a second. Let's go back to it last year. Paul George got nothing that he wanted. Paul George didn't want to go to OKC. They gave him nothing that he wanted.
Because you can't win with Russell Westbrook.
Exactly.
Paul George never. He played the whole decision game too. All of a sudden we found out he was on OKC. You know, didn't nobody know that he was going down there with Carmelo and Westbrook? I mean, we always thought he was coming to Cleveland, right? I mean, everybody thought he was coming to Cleveland.
No, nobody thought that was going to Cleveland.
He got traded to OKC. He wasn't a free agent.
He
wasn't a free agent, but he got traded. But they remember Cleveland was working that deal.
And you remember too. Paul George gave him a list of teams where he wanted to go.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron was not going to give them a guarantee that he was going to resign.
Yep. That was brought up. What it was is they didn't want to take Kevin Love's contract. It was all predicated. Kevin Love was in those talks, and they thought that contract that he had at that point in time was too much money for what he was doing, and that's why the deal went sour.
Kevin Love actually played ball, man. Y'all not gonna be sitting here disrespecting Kevin Love like this.
I watch him all the time. He did 20-10 in the finals this year. You can't beat that. He was the second best player on that Cavs team. There's nothing against him. I just think other teams think he's not worth that much money.
All right, guys. Go ahead and finish up your point, Tony. I just want to say this.
If you are a general manager in the NBA, if you trade for somebody who is not going to re-sign with you, and you give away vital assets, that's pretty way to get fired.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Now I want to change. I want to change subject for a quick second. I want to go to baseball for a quick second. Phil, I'm talking to you, my friend. I am talking to you. Sammy Sosa was in the news. The dude. What's your opinion on Sammy Sosa, man?
Who?
Sammy Sosa.
Pacino who?
You mean Michael Sosa?
Pacino Mobley. What?
I wanted to know about
Sammy Sosa.
I wanted to, because Sammy Sosa was in the news this week.
Oh my God.
He was complaining. He was complaining about how guys got statues, and he gets nothing. Really,
dude, you was juicing. You was a reason why before he got on the juice.
There's a reason why the Cubs don't want nothing to do with you.
Do Barry Bonds got a statue?
Nope.
I would rather have Bonds than have a statue than Sosa, because Bonds was a Hall of Famer before, you know, the whole steroid era.
Phil can answer this. Does Rodriguez have a damn statue?
None of these juice heads have statues
because they're juice heads. And the only one that's asking for a statue is Sammy Sosa, because Sammy Sosa wants to be in the spotlight again.
Yep.
Because the Cubs ain't paying attention to him.
My whole thing is,
well, it looked like he was right up under the spotlight the way his skin color changed. What the heck wrong with that guy?
My whole issue with this baseball that era is, if the pitchers and everybody was juicing to a point, who had their unfair advantage? Because Clemens was doing it. You know, with a lot of people that was doing it.
It depends who you talk to, because because you feel like there was more home runs hit in that era between Maguire, Sosa, Bonds, Canseco, Jim Tomei, Jeff Kent. I mean, guys were killing the ball, but there were only a couple. I mean, that's when the pitching started. Don't get me started with that.
We've seen a decline in Cleveland with Manny Ramirez.
When the pitchers were juicing, they weren't even that elite. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They still had 3 and 4 ERAs. It just wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't resonating. So to answer Doom's question, I feel like the hitters always had an advantage because the pitchers weren't dominating at that point.
I think when you're using performance enhancing drugs for pitching, it's for endurance. All of us at some point it's for endurance. But when you're talking about a power hitter like Canseco and Sosa, I mean, those TDs make a dramatic change in that swing, in that power.
A lot of pitchers use PEDs because to heal, actually.
From injury.
My whole issue is that baseball benefited because after the strike, nobody cared about baseball.
100%.
I agree.
For them to sit here and turn their backs on these guys when it basically saved the sport, it's like thumbing their nose at, you know what I'm saying? It was all good when they were making money, you know what I'm
Luis
saying?
Luis Gonzalez.
Listen, you guys know I'm a baseball lifer, right? My issue with these guys is that this goes back to the whole Pete Rose thing and the whole, you know, the problem is you're letting guys who've never played the game before vote.
Yeah.
Okay? That bothers me too. I think if you had a jury of your own peers, if you had a committee of your own peers voting you in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've got a question.
The game would be a whole, you know, all those guys would be in.
So since they legalized sports betting, if MLB has a partnership with sports betting, you think they should let Pete Rose?
100%. 100%. Pete Rose broke a record that no one's going to break ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, the first year they do it, they should put him in the Hall of Fame because it's legal now. 100%.
That MLB ban on Rose was 2-3 commissioners ago, man. The game has evolved so much between the strike and the smaller stadiums and the pitching and then the dead ball era. It's like the game has evolved so much that you cannot put that dude in, man. That dude did so much for baseball.
Yeah, as Marcus a player.
Alexander Bagwell, brother Jeff. Bagwell was on the juice.
Didn't a baseball coach get suspended for PEDs? I mean, I didn't know that.
I think the whole 95, 97 Cleveland Indians team, pretty much.
Stop it. Kenny Lofton wasn't juicing. You leave my man
by the only game. Them guys.
He said the whole
Omar was just a diehard. I mean, this guy played for
Tony C.
I said him and Kenny Lofton. Everybody else was
Tony C. Daryl Strawberry some kind of
athlete.
Hold up now.
Daryl Strawberry just like the booger sugar, man. He was not on PEDs.
Now, guys.
That's a meth fan telling you that.
Hold up, guys. Pastor Sadell just said in the chat.
Bobby Bonilla.
Mark McGuire's got a statue.
Stole all that money from the Mets.
Mark McGuire's got a statue?
I don't know that.
What?
Yeah, Mark McGuire doesn't have a statue.
What?
He doesn't have a statue.
Mark McGuire still has a job in baseball. That dude's been a coach in baseball for a couple of years now.
What's the
hypocrisy of it all?
Pastor just said it was outside the box office. I'm finna say a name
that make you fall out your chair right now. And I know he was juicing with his fat ass.
Who?
Mo Vaughn when he stole that money from the Mets. Robert Ventura was juicing.
No, Ventura wasn't juicing. You're out of your mind.
That whole 2000 team was on steroids.
You're bugging, dude. What, John Olerud was juicing? It got Alfonso Rayondolis?
You're on that Central Florida dust, man.
You're bugging. You're bugging. You ain't.
Mo Vaughn was on the juice.
It was a ton of them on the juice. That was
Roberto Alomar.
Well, Jose Canseco spilled the beans. I mean, pretty much everybody started talking a little bit. Everybody was on the juice. It was just you gotta ask at that point, how well was it regulated?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, it wasn't regulated like that. So guys were probably just waking up
at the time. So how can you?
Yes.
The only clean person was Eddie Murray.
David Justice wasn't clean. He beat Holly Berry.
Man, look, when he played for the Braves, he was clean. Now, when he got with the Yankees and the Mets, started stealing money.
he beat Holly Berry, man. That sounds a Roy rage.
That was that Scott Steiner rage.
I don't want to talk about them 90s Braves, man. Don't get me started.
I love my 90s Braves. Tonight. We were all clean. We did it the right way.
So, Chipper Jones.
Darren Dalton was on the juice in 97.
Rest in peace, Dutch Dalton.
That whole 97 Marlins team was on steroids. I believe that.
Well, listen, Hank, he paid for that team. But listen, Mark McGuire does have a statue.
Mark McGuire
got a statue for that 500th home run, but it never made it in front of Busch Stadium.
Yeah, it's just but in the parking lot now.
They did make the statue,
mm-hmm.
but in that they never put it out there.
It's in the park. Pastor just said in the chat. It's in the parking lot exit now.
No fooling.
Damn, man.
Albert Pujols used to be on the juice when he was on the Cardinals, but not when he went to the Anaheim Angels. He got off it. But when he was on them Cardinals, whew.
All All right, let's go up to a little football now. I want to change gears once again. Jameis Winston.
Got a murder mystery.
That too.
I know you're moving on to football, but as I think of more steroid names, I told you I got steroid Tourette's. You bring it up. So I'm just saying. I might say a name that knocks your socks off.
Okay.
Mike Mussina.
What? Oh,
come on, man.
What? Dude, man, come on, man. Nah, dog.
Mike Mussina got good out of nowhere.
Nah.
Roid.
Mike Mussina was always good, dude. He just played on shitty teams. You might want to do your homework, dude.
He played on
shitty teams. He was dipping into Brady. Next thing you know, you're going to tell Brady Anderson was natural.
Bro, he was on some shitty Oriole teams, and he was amazing, that guy.
Yep, he was great, and he always played on mediocre teams.
Yeah.
And Brady, and when he got to the Yankees, what happened? He couldn't quite finish because he had that extra juice.
All right, guys. A couple of things to NFL I wanted to get to. Jameis Winston's suspension is now official.
God,
he's been suspended 3 games for violating the personal conduct policy.
Can't get right.
Should he be released? Should he be gone? I think he should be gone. What you guys think?
He's going to be a liability, man. He is like one sexual assault away from.
Well, this isn't his first encounter with
first
something
rodeo.
That has nothing to do with sex.
And
the
first
maybe one.
No, he grabbed the girl on the genitalia. No, that was something with sex.
Well, no,
one day he might run for president.
The first incident, he got, they were looking to bring charges up on him for the first incident. So, I mean, then you have this incident. And the way what's going on now, everybody's getting attacked for past situations on their job, and they fondled this. And I mean, I think did Tampa Bay suspend him, or did the league suspend him?
The league.
It was the league.
Got 3
league.
Games. Got 3 got games. Six.
It was originally.
Why is everybody getting 6 games and he gets 3 games?
It was 4, right. But then he pleaded. It was 4, I believe, but then he pleaded it down to get 3. I don't know.
Cancer. Was he robbing steaks in college too?
No, crab
legs. Oh, that was Crabtree. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
No, that wasn't Crabtree. That was
no, James Crab Legs.
He was still
Crab Legs.
Yeah, he's still Crab Legs. Yeah, crab it was James Winston.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We talking about Crab Legs. Well, damn, he fondled the Crab Legs too.
And
this guy's got some issues.
And now he's
just an idiot.
You know the thing that kills me with Winston, man. The thing that kills, and Tony C, you know I know this. The thing that kills me with Winston, the boy got all the freaking talent in the world. Can run without the football. Can throw the football. No other. Maybe his accuracy is not where you like it, but he can throw the football down the field. He can run. He can make plays happen with his legs. There's a lot that Jameis Winston can do, but he's got meat between his ears.
Hey man, he followed a long line of good Florida State people. Peter Ward. Damn,
don't do
Peter Ward.
Don't do Peter Ward. Anytime that a Dillard security guard played better defense on him,
don't do that to Peter Ward and Deion Sanders.
Well, no, LaVernus Coles had to take the fall for that, man.
But that security guard that caught him, that's the one the NFL needed to sign.
The thing with Winston, man, it's so freaking frustrating because, first of all, I said when he got picked, I didn't want him to stay in the state of Florida. That's the first thing I said. And I just don't get it with him.
He needs to be somewhere up north when it's cold.
Yeah, he needs to be somewhere away from the state of Florida.
If he get cut, he can always run, do politics.
No, he's going to
he fits right in that mold.
He'll go to daggone Cincinnati. You know, that's a halfway house anyway.
No, you didn't say Cincinnati. I wouldn't want to put Winston in Cincinnati. I really wouldn't.
I mean, it's a halfway house.
I don't think he's that good. I don't know. I might be the minority here, but I don't think he's that good. Honestly,
Phil, you're not the minority. Listen, this guy has done nothing for Tampa Bay. I mean,
but they gave him
wide receivers. They gave him a tight end. What else do you want to give this guy?
Yeah,
they gave him a tailback. He had a decent tailback. Like, I mean, they've done some things for him. But he's not taking that team anywhere. I mean, that team's still in the cellar as of right now. I think John Gruden probably had the best Tampa Bay team they ever had, and we haven't seen that.
Tony Dungy had the best Tampa Bay team.
And I think the only
defensively.
That was still Tony Dungy's team. He just came in there. They got lucky that year. Added that offense.
It was Brad Johnson. You know, it works.
All that team needed to do
under Dungy was get you 14. You got 14, you good. The thing that got me to, again, and Phil's right, he hasn't done anything at all. They've given him every weapon in the world. The only thing that questions me, and it's about this case, the case is going on 3 years old, and you just now suspending him?
I think the league is shady, man.
They pick and choose what they want to do to people, and you proved that with Tom Brady, right? They pick and choose what they want to do.
That's because, I'm sorry for the catch up, that's because the Colts snitch.
Right. but they pick and choose, and then they get mad when the Players Association does the whole, you know, when they go to try to overturn it, but you know, I don't know what the statute of limitations are in whatever state this guy's doing shit in, whether it's Florida or whatever the case may be. But like, you know, these dudes are like, there's no one's taking responsibility for the actions, and you know, the league is getting billions of dollars from TV. They're getting all this money. They have these rookie symposiums now where the kids come in and they get lectured about, you know, how to dress,
financial,
what not to do,
yeah,
how to run your money, how to run, you know, how to keep your friends in check, exactly. You know, because everybody's got an entourage now, like, and still these dudes have this, you know, this thing where they have this sense of entitlement, So this Winston dude, he's been a cancer since college. So where do you draw the line?
How do they come back? How do they come back after that? Did they not believe her in the beginning, or what was the reason behind the lapse of discipline that was supposed to take place? If it happened 3 years ago, why is it just now hitting the headline?
Let's say he was in the right this time. Let's say for argument's sake, let's say that she was just, you know, bullshitting because she's, you know, she's trying to get some money out of him or whatever. The dude still got a shady past.
Yep.
So it's gonna follow him. It's gonna follow him regardless. So he's not even keeping on the straight and narrow that he's still associating himself with people who are gonna at least try to jam him up.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one more name that was on steroids.
Go ahead, Tony C.
Kevin Brown was on steroids.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
man.
Ooh.
That's
why his arm kept breaking down. He stole all that money from the Dodgers. Kevin Brown.
And then the Yankees.
Yep, and the Yankees. You're right. So I forgot you rode the Yankees coattail. Because what he did... He got that Marlins money. He won that World Series with the Marlins. Then the Padres gave him that money.
Yep.
Gave him some good money. And then his arm started breaking down because of the roids.
But the NFL needs to start having these players take accountability for what they, you know, if you're gonna give Zeke 6 games. Give this dude 6 games, man. It's the same shit.
Right.
It's the same concept.
Zeke had a lot more coming up.
There's a disparity in.
but you still have to do everything by uniform. I don't mean to cut you off.
Celebrity actors or whatever. These celebrity actors are getting like hammered. I mean, you know,
who's getting hammered?
Look at Bill Cosby. Look at
that's different. That's like 30 some rapes that we know.
What was the other guy? I mean, these guys are literally getting hammered, you know, and getting their name tarnished. And these NFL players, they sent the wrong message. The NFL has been sending the wrong message. You know, you look at all the violence cases that's gone throughout the league, and these guys are still able to come back and play.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're just sending the wrong message, I mean, me and you, if we work in our regular 9-to-5 job, we're out the door, mm-hmm. you know. There's no question. There's probably charges going to be brought up. You know, I mean, these guys are doing stuff that is illegal, and they're still keeping their jobs.
Talib Khalid got into a shootout and shot himself in the leg. How's he still in the league?
Yep.
Ooh, Phil, well, I got another one for you.
Plaxico, well, hold on. Plaxico Burress. He shot himself in the leg.
He's out of the league.
He paid for that,
and
though.
He went to prison.
He went to prison for it, yep. He paid for that, though.
I got another.
What's another name, Tony C? That steroid dude.
You're going to love this one. Billy Wagner. Arms fell off.
where did Billy Wagner's arm fall off, man? When?
Fell off like a bad bag of dope.
He did good for the Mets, though, when he was late in his career.
And then when he went to the Phillies and the Braves, and his arm fell off. So I'm like,
I'm gonna have to dispute that, and I'm partial to lefties too. So
no,
Vince McMahon was in the news today. Reportedly, he's spending $500 million stacks to relaunch the XFL. $500 million for the XFL.
He got it.
Is this thing going to fall?
That's that $1 billion Fox gave him.
Is this thing going to fall flat on his face again?
Nope. If you make it like the NBA, I mean, player movement wise, if you make it more player friendly than the NFL, I bet it'll last longer.
Dude,
if you get
the
real NFL players,
and you could sue because the NFL did whatever they could to push them out.
Here's the question: Where are you going to get your pool of players at? I think.
Many people don't get drafted every year?
Yeah, the guy he hate me when they had that league the first time. He ended up going to the league. It was like maybe two or three players. Where is the pool of these players coming from?
Canadian ball, teams like, that don't get drafted, players that don't get drafted. You can still comprise
supplemental
draft. You can still comprise teams.
You got some
options.
I mean, you get supplemental draft is always for players who are very good and they may got some baggage and they get thrown in that group of guys. But what this XFL? What is going to make this football league grow? I mean, how is it going to be any good?
You just need football in a different time of the year.
But that's a good question, though, because when you look at football players, we don't recognize them. They're in helmets. Helmet and a number is all you see when they're out in the football field. So we'll see how this thing grows. Now, the thing that Doom was talking about earlier, we have a murder mystery. Well, the brother of Janoris Jenkins was charged with aggravated manslaughter.
You got the first 48 music, you know. Doom.
Now, Doom, you follow the story a little bit closer than I did. Didn't they find him at Janoris Jenkins' house?
Yeah.
The victim?
And he was out of town at the time, and I don't watch so many crime shows, and then, you know, I asked detectives, you know, hey, just because a dude in the other state don't mean he ain't got nothing to do with the murder, man.
Doom, I didn't know you were Rant EM's resident sleuth.
Yes.
Well, I work with law enforcement, so I can't go ask some real detectives, you know what I'm saying, some questions about that. So, you know.
Phil and William, I got another one.
Who?
Todd Hundley, was on
no,
steroids.
No, he wasn't. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Big money. Watch. Stop it. It's going to come out. It's going to all come out in the wash now. People ain't say Palmeiro told y'all he wasn't. Hey, he was. Okay.
Speaking of this, you notice the NBA doesn't test for steroids.
Ooh.
Why? I got steroids don't help LeBron.
Whatever. How can this dude play 58 minutes just the whole playoffs and not get tired?
And it didn't help him one bit.
Okay, no, what I'm saying is that's and he
stamina wise, you know that is that's been floating around. Like I'll tell you this, he's probably taking something that's very close, but not illegal. I would say that.
I mean, you don't know that, man. He could be like...
He take all he wants. He taking the L.
He taking that nightshade. That's what he taking.
Yeah, he could be Luke Cage. He could be Bushmaster all he wants.
Bushmaster.
But Luke Cage still whoop that ass in the end.
The Bushmaster.
That's right.
That was a very good series. Season 2 was very good. I wasn't really happy with Jessica Jones, her second season.
I got one question for everybody. Which cop did y'all prefer, the light skinned one or the Misty Knight?
Oh, I'll take both of them. What the thick?
Of course, Misty Knight, man.
Give me the light skinned
chick. Misty Knight was stacked. Misty Knight was stacked.
Give me the light skinned chick.
Stacked too, man.
Give me the light skinned chick.
Oh my god.
Give me the light skinned chick.
Oh, she won't stack.
Give me the light skinned chick. That's to be different.
How dope was Rakim at the final episode, though, doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Man, that show, it going 50 different angles, and then the person that's supposed to be the hero end up looking like the gangster. It's like, what?
Well,
okay.
I got to tell you, man, I'm not mad at it. I thought...
I like it.
Yeah, without ruining it for the people who didn't see it. I don't want to ruin it for people who didn't see it.
I ain't finished it yet. I got a couple more.
I thought it was well done, and this was one of the first series since Daredevil that didn't have a lapse. Like, you know how some of them were like slow in the beginning and shit picked up.
Yeah.
Like this series, this series was in your face every single episode, and that's what I enjoyed the most. Like
Alfre Woodard, before she died, was the star of that series. I don't care. She made every episode. From the first, like when she first came in, to when she, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I love that lady. She was the villain.
Stokes.
Of all villains.
Stokes.
That's right.
It's Stokes.
Her name be Mariah Stokes.
Mariah Dillard.
Stokes.
Be walking Mariah Stokes' head on a platter.
He's never let nobody say her name was Stokes.
Nope.
Stokes.
No matter what they was doing, no matter what he was doing, that nigga be across the room and hear her name, Stokes. Mariah Dillard. Stokes.
Now,
you heard me say her name.
Now, Phil, I got a couple of things here, a little bit more things baseball related. First of all, I'm asking you, Phil, as a fellow fan.
Yes, Todd Hundley was on steroids. Verified.
Should the Mets just outright fire Sandy Alderson? Should they just outright fire him?
They're not gonna. They should, but they won't. The guy's 72 years old.
Yeah.
And he's just way out of his league now at this point. You know, he's trying to play small ball with a big market squad. It's as a Mets fan, it's hard to watch this team again fall apart when on paper they were supposed to contend for a wild card spot.
Yep, 32-36.
You know, Sandy Alderson. You know, Sandy Alderson's trying to, you know, him and the Wilpons are trying to rub two pennies together and make a nickel, and it's, you know, you can't do that in New York. And I don't want to compete with the Yankees. I'm just saying, like, I want to compete, period.
Right.
You know,
you know why y'all not winning, Phil? Because y'all need to bring back the greatness of Turk Wendell as a pitching coach.
Yeah. Well, we need guys like Turk Wendell, man. We need dudes that are gritty. Like that, you know, Randy Myers type shit, man. We need attitude, man. They bring these veterans in. First of all, free agency was terrible this year because everybody got paid on
steroids.
Everybody got paid on discount. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got paid on discount. Like, you know, guys like Arrieta and Jay Bruce and Moustakas didn't get signed until like March because dudes were asking for so much money that, you know, that these teams aren't going to pay it no more. You know, no one wants to pay luxury tax. Maybe they do in the NBA. Maybe they want to do it in the NFL. But in baseball, it's hard because when you pay luxury tax in Major League Baseball, you got to give that money to all the shit teams.
Yeah.
So you're giving the Marlins that money. You're giving the Royals that money. You're giving the White Sox that money. And why do I want to give money to teams that don't have nothing to do with me?
Nope.
You know?
Roger Zidane on steroids, too, when he played for y'all, too.
Roger Zidane probably lied about his age, too, but that's another story.
And we all know Julio Franco was on steroids when he played for
Julio Franco at almost 60 years old is in better shape than this entire panel on the phone. No disrespect.
And we know why. And we know why.
Right, because he's on Nightshade. On the Blue Mountain. Yeah, Nightshade. He's on that Blue Mountain shit. That's a bonus question.
Doom, how did Shannon Sharp? He don't have vibranium.
Yep. With that locker room, got that vibranium.
He don't have vibranium.
But Sandy needs to go, man. The ownership needs to sell the team. That's what the bottom line is.
I think the Mets, and I think back in the day, even now, the OKC Thunder, I think they're sort of kind of in it to make a profit. And sometimes in sports, when you're trying to have a winning club, you can't play it like that.
But the problem is, too, Will, is that the Wilpons are not worried about money. Because A, the whole Madoff thing is behind them. Hmm. B, it's a big market, and they'll still draw 2 million heads a year.
Regardless.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Regardless of how bad they are. That's another thing. So they really don't care about the team at this point because they have the assets. They just don't want to spend the money. I'm not saying go out and spend $400 million like the Dodgers and the Red Sox do and the Yankees do.
Right.
I'm saying you could spend enough money to bring people in here to contend on a yearly basis.
Competitive spin.
You know? Yeah, you shouldn't be winning a world, you shouldn't be going to a World Series and then 3 years later be in almost last place. You should be on, you know what I'm saying? When you have pitchers under contract that are amazing, they can't stay healthy, but that are amazing on paper and they're still on rookie contracts. Right. Syndergaard, DeGrom. This is just a classic example of a big market trying to, you know, play small ball. This ain't Oakland, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's about? Them 95 to 97 Cleveland Indians, all of them was on real ways. And then
was that Al Ripken on George?
Oh, stop it. No, my teammates were. Don't tell me Jose Mesa ain't never shoot nothing in his arm. Come on now.
Ken Griffey.
No.
Had Earl Horsizer up there at 48 years old going to the World Series.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan
Ryan was just a freak of nature.
Tony Fernandez.
Don't forget about your boy Pedro Martinez was on it.
I love Pedro.
Pedro was too small.
Let me ask y'all this.
He threw that old man like that.
Let me ask y'all this.
Roy Ray.
Let me ask y'all this. Tim Tebow juicing? He made the Eastern League All-Star team.
He's got God in his back pocket. The Almighty's looking out for him.
Okay.
Just better baseball is football player.
But Albert Bell was when Gene was up there cheering for him, and you know. Albert Bell posted in the room.
All right, man.
Well, actually, I had one in his back.
Oh, really?
See, there you go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
when
he was Joey Bell.
Yeah. Oh my God, Joe. Hey Phil, Who's still paying Bobby Bonilla? Are the Mets still paying
him? The Mets are still paying him.
Oh, my God.
It's like $1 million a year now to like 2000, the middle of, two. I think it's like 2020-something.
He signed a massive contract.
What a shit show that was.
Yeah. It really was. Now, switching back to the NBA, there's one more player that we haven't talked about that opted DeAndre Jordan opted out of his deal today.
Oh, God.
He's leaving $24 million on the table.
And Dwight Howard need to go sit down somewhere.
Jordan, what does he do?
He doesn't lead them past them by, man.
You think
he's going like Utah?
No,
let's go to Jazz.
They got Rudy Gobert, man. They got Rudy Gobert.
Don't do DeAndre like that.
At least they're Orlando.
I don't dislike DeAndre. I just think that he's inconsistent enough for him, for Will not to bring him up at the beginning of the show.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and that's why he's bringing him up now. He's one of those players. He's a role player. He doesn't do nothing but catch the ball in transition and dunk it. I mean, the guy doesn't do a lot. You know what I mean? So I don't even know why he would even attempt to act like he's going to challenge a team to pay him more money. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, Pastor Warren,
you know what though, Gene? Someone's going to give him that money, and I'll tell you why. If you're a team that needs,
Dallas will give it to him.
Dallas will give it to him. Mm-hmm. I could see Orlando giving it to him. I could see Utah. Any of these teams that need some kind of star power,
right?
You know,
don't try my hometown team like that. We don't do that.
You're a Laker fan. What do you care?
That's exactly.
But we got more fit. We got more sense to give. We'll get Dwight Howard that money to come back in Orlando. Get some people to come to the arena before we give it to DeAndre Jordan.
Now, in the chat, Pastor Sedell is in the chat. What's up, Pastor?
I'm a Laker fan.
He wanted me to bring up the Big Three. Anybody here watch the Big Three?
I haven't seen it. I know Ice Cube's involved in that. I haven't seen it yet, though.
The thing that I didn't know, I just found that out. Clyde Drexler is the commissioner of that league. I didn't know that.
Is it true Charles Oakley's a coach?
Yeah,
Charles Oakley's a coach.
Wow.
That's my dude, man. Mm-hmm. That's my dude. I love Charles Mahorn, a coach.
I know Mahorn.
Oh, Rick Mahorn,
was.
Brooklyn, yeah, baby.
Allen Iverson's a coach.
Oh, they made him a coach?
Yeah, they made him a coach.
Okay.
He was playing
that
first year.
I know Michael Cooper's a coach.
GP.
Nancy Lieberman.
Wait, DeGrom is a coach?
Yeah, he's a coach too.
That's my dude.
Nancy Lieberman is a coach out there. She coaches power. She got Cora McGetty. She got Katino Mobley, Glenn Big Baby Davis, unless he's in prison. Chris Birdman Anderson, Quentin Richardson, and Ryan Gomes.
Just to let y'all know, man. If y'all haven't seen Uncle Drew win and saw it today, funny as hell, man.
I might go see it on Sunday.
I'm gonna check it out.
Go check it out, man. It's worth the watch. Kyrie and them guys did. You won't laugh. Oh,
Kyrie's going to be a Nick 2020. That's all I'm saying.
And see, San Antonio tried to get slick and tried to offer Kyrie in that trade with San Antonio. Boston tried to get slick.
I have a plan for the Knicks, man. If KP doesn't come back next year, the Knicks will get another high pick, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'll have enough money under the cap. Go get Kyrie. Then they'll have Kyrie, KP, the kid from Kentucky. They'll have awful Tim Hardaway with a $70 million contract. Nobody wants it.
I'm a fan of the original Tim Hardaway, but how did the Knicks give his kid
$70 million, man? And then smile.
They had to give it to somebody, Phil.
That's bullshit, though. I'm just telling you what they said.
But he had that one good year in Atlanta, and that was it.
Yeah, because he played in Atlanta.
He played in Atlanta. He had a one good year, and that's it. He's done nothing else. And I don't get it. You know, Michael Jordan said it best. Michael Jordan said it best. You know, back in the day, you paid players off talent. Now, you're paying players off potential. And
no, you paying it because you pay them because you have to use the money. You can't just exactly. You have to use. There's a threshold. You know, there's a ceiling. You got to spend that
threshold.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, you have the CBA. You have those.
You get penalized if you don't.
Yeah, and you have to give these guys the money. I think 2 years ago is when we seen that super jump in NBA money. And some of these
that's
guys
why Steven Jackson was talking about Chandler Parsons that time.
I remember that.
But Dallas had, I mean, they had to pay it. I mean, you got to use the money or you're going to get penalized. But I get what you're saying, definitely. You know. It is what it is.
You know how hard it is to watch him play?
That's why, fellas, if you have a young man in your life that has any athletic talent, you better put a baseball glove or a bat in their hand or a basketball. If they have any athletic talent whatsoever. Because, like you said, you can end up like Tim Hardaway Jr.
Right.
Your child could end, or your nephew or your, you know, your cousin could end up like Tim Hardaway Jr. getting paid $70 million. You probably ain't worth none of that.
We got Captain Underpants in the chat. Man, I don't understand why is Rage pulls his pants down for horny men. Okay, Captain Underpants.
Oh, God.
Okay. He's got something going on with Rage. I don't know.
Yeah, just keep him moving, man. Just keep him moving.
I don't know. Now, one more thing, and then we're going to go ahead and jump out of here for the night. And this is going to be the question of the night, and I don't get it. Carmelo Anthony decides to stay with OKC. He opts in for $27.9 million.
Love his money, man. That's what he do.
But here's my thing. At some point, when do you stop caring about money and start caring more about winning?
When you need to pay alimony.
Well, this late in his career, it's all about the money. He's always been about the money. He don't care about championships.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn
shame. He made the Knicks trade their whole team for him instead of him just playing it out in Denver and coming the next year walking. And they gave up their whole team for
sure,
him.
Sure did. I just don't understand.
I know Phil remember that. Epic trade.
Yep. Yeah, don't get me started. It's so hard to watch this team, and I'm not. Listen, I don't want to bellyache because I've been bellyaching to you guys about my Knicks for the last what 4 or 5 years now. I've been on a rant. What 4 years now? 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bellyaching about the Knicks, you know, and my concern after hearing Dolan wants to sell the Knicks and the Rangers, which I'm ecstatic about. Because he wants to make it a separate entity so he can go into entertainment business, which is, thank God, because he's a terrible owner. But even, you know, what scares me is that they brought Phil Jackson in here, and they still couldn't fix the problem. You know, so what do you, and then they bring this other, you know, they bring these coaches in, like, what's it going to take for this team to coagulate? On every single level, like I'm talking from management down to like the bench, because there's some players on this team.
I got a question for Phil. I want your honest answer. Have you forgave John Starks for that game 7 in the NBA?
No. You know what? Listen. There's a story behind that. Well, for me anyway, I woke up. I got so badly drunk that day after watching the game. I woke up under my friend's bed with a backwards Starks jersey on and shoe polish under my eyes. I don't know what happened to me that day, but you know what? No, I haven't forgiven. That team should have won that series. Period, man. That 94 team was amazing. Probably one of the best defensive teams in the league at that point.
So when should he have stopped shooting? After he was over 10 or
I think Riley at that point, Riley had too much faith in that entire starting lineup. Because that's what got them to the dance. So if you figure if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the dude was broken at the halfway point. It's just hard, man. When you're a team, when you're a fan of a mediocre team in a huge market, when you're supposed to be Madison Square Garden, supposed to be the mecca of basketball and the mecca of pro wrestling, and nothing's been going on there, wrestling or basketball wise, that's newsworthy in years. You know what I'm saying? I grew up idolizing that place. That's a temple for me, you know?
If you ever feeling bad, having a bad day, in some pain or something, like, you know, sometimes I am, just pop in that Game 7 from 1994 NBA Finals.
Tony, I own. I have the box set. I went to Springfield, Massachusetts about 8 years ago to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Mass. Mm-hmm. And I bought the box set of the history of the Knickerbockers. You don't think every playoff game was on that third disc?
Wow!
I got to drink heavily, bro. I got a bottle of, I call it the Knicks vodka. When I pop in those Knicks DVDs, I pop open a bottle of vodka and I start drinking. I get depressed.
Oh my!
But that Game 7, boy.
Woo. That Game 7 was the way it was, and then OJ and like that whole day was my life changed forever that day.
Dang.
It was terrible. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, though.
Did you guys think James Harden deserved the MVP this year?
Oh.
Yeah.
None.
Who said none?
No.
Oh, I said no.
Well, you know, I'm how do you give a guy, and it's based on the regular season, but how do you give a guy an MVP whose numbers were dramatically lower than LeBron's? Are they getting to the point where they just feel like, because LeBron's numbers are pretty good every year, so does it mean he's MVP? No. But this year, 82 games, finals, mediocre squad, two different squads for the year, and James Harden checked out once again in the Western Conference Finals. So, I mean, do you guys think it went to the right person?
If they based the MVP on both playoff and regular season, then I say no, he doesn't deserve it. But I think he played well enough to get it. Was he dominating? No. You know, but again, this is another award that's voted by people who don't play the game. You know, and it's a trend that, you know, it's they try to like not to give it to the obvious choice, a la LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? They want to emphasize a league without, like, it was hard because even when Jordan won his MVPs, it was like it was apples and oranges. Now the numbers aren't totally apples and oranges. They're you know, they're similar, maybe a little close, but like it wasn't like back in the day. And I hate to sound like the old man in the room, but it's a different game. And it's a different time, and I feel like take nothing away from James Harden. They could have won that series. They gave that series away.
Yeah.
They gave that series away. They could have won that. I mean, not by much, but they could have won that. They had the lead twice by a huge margin in two different games, and then Steph Curry decided to play Superman and you know, take care of that quick fast. But that's besides the point. But yeah, I think to answer your question, if the award was based on both regular season and the playoffs, hands down, he shouldn't have won it. But since it's only based on the regular season, then definitely, I think he deserved it.
Tony, see what you're thinking, man.
But why? I mean,
because he was the only. Because outside LeBron James, he was the only player that was a more of an asset to his team than any other team in the league. Look what other teams are doing as a collective.
Whoa. Well, okay, now, if we go there, then what is Westbrook to the OKC?
Westbrook.
He's a dominant.
He was averaging a triple-double.
He's a triple-double machine.
if we're going to base it on that, it's the most valuable player, not the most valuable team. So I think LeBron brung so much more to his team. He got to, once he got to the playoffs, I mean, Indiana gave him all he can handle with this mediocre squad. You got to look at the roster changes around him throughout the whole season, and this guy still carried them into the playoffs. I just don't see what makes Harden so special to Houston when you add pieces like CP3. You got a viable shooters over there. I think the makeup of his team is a lot better. But he didn't separate himself to me being in Houston. You still ended up in the same situation with those added players, which were all-stars, versus a LeBron team where those guys hadn't made it to the finals. Those guys went in the playoffs. And look where he led those guys in the regular season. To me, it was biased. I thought it was wrong, and I thought they should really take a look at it again.
I think the thing that kills me with Westbrook winning the MVP is the fact that if you take him off that team, Houston's still a playoff team. If you take him off that team and Chris Paul is healthy, Houston is still a playoff team. I think that's the thing that kind of burns in my craw just a little bit with him winning the MVP. But I get it, because if you look back at the season that he had an amazing season, man. And you can't agree with the MVP all the time, because I still think, to me, Steve Nash winning it that second year was just dumb. But again, he had a great season. It's based on a regular season. Now, will this change how the MVP is viewed in coming years? It just might. It just might. It just might. All right, guys. We are almost at the end of the show. Phil, anything you wanna promote? Anything you wanna get out there about the show next week?
No. No, because I don't know if there's a V show next week. There's so much going on. Choppy was stuck at work, so I would want to, for whoever's listening live, I want to apologize. I'm not looking at the chat room, but I'm glad you got your show off tonight. The only thing I want to promote is we're doing the 6-year anniversary show next month, probably second week of July. It's going to be probably Great American Bash 1990. And then I think the end of the month we're probably going to debut the new podcast, which is Ghetto Geek Squad, which Will, you're a part of.
Yes.
And I guess the whole crew, if everybody wants to get involved, you know, hit me up on Facebook. It's going to be a collective. It's going to be a fun show. And that's pretty much it, man, you know. That's nothing really to promote anything else. It's just, I just want to talk some sports tonight because I wasn't doing my podcast.
Right. Thank you for calling me, man.
I've been listening to a ton of basketball since the draft on satellite radio on my way home from work, because I have a crappy commute. So I've been heavily invested in free agency with hockey and basketball. So I'm ready for July 1st. It's gonna be a very interesting couple of weeks.
Oh yeah.
The dynamic of a ton of teams is gonna change, and I'm hoping the shift makes the league a bit more watchable, because basketball has been really bad the last couple of years in terms of just what, you know, to like, yeah, it's so
just yeah, the play of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I want some Cinderella teams, man. I want some underdogs. I want to see, like, I want to root for the Utah Jazz for no reason. You know, I want Sacramento to make a run before I die. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when they had Pete Chilcutt and Mitch Richmond. But, like, you know, I feel like there's a, you know, there needs to be a change in the guard. And no disrespect to LeBron, he's amazing. But, we need more headlines, because the game has a black eye right now. There's no defense in the league. Everybody's shooting from the bathroom. They can score at will. These guys are getting more looks than friggin' hookies at Hunts Point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an old head, so it's a different game for me, and it's hard, and it's even harder because I'm a Knicks fan. So that, you know, that is making it worse for me too. So, and I don't follow all the college games, so it's even worse for me. So, you know, I feel like there's got to be a shift, and I'm hoping the free agency. I hope these guys do the right thing, take some pay cuts. Let's get some squads back in there. Let's get the Pistons back in the playoffs. Let's get the Lakers back in the playoffs. Let's get the Celtics great again. Let's make the Knicks an underdog. I mean, let's get some shit going, man. It's just, there needs to be a shift in power, man. There needs to be a shift in power.
Phil, this is Gene. Where can I find you out on Facebook, buddy?
Just my name, Phil Rea. I'm pretty reachable, right, guys? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on R-A-I-A.
Okay.
R-A-I-A. It's all vowels. It's an Italian thing. It's a Guinea thing.
But, Phil Rea Jr.? Yeah,
yep, that's it.
Yep, that's him.
So, you know, it's I don't know, man. I feel like the game has that. I think the game needs a change. I think it needs it. And maybe you guys don't agree. Maybe our audience doesn't agree, but that the game needs a change in scenery. We got to see more teams get into it. I'm sick of seeing Cleveland. I'm sick of seeing Golden State. Sick of seeing Houston. You know, I want Toronto to make another run. Like, they're like a veteran away from doing really good things, even though they fired their coach, which was nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that what the commissioner was talking about during the finals was making it competitive balance, where he was trying to get those teams, those lower level teams, better players. But those markets, you know, if you just don't have that marquee player, you just don't. There's not a market for it, you know. So you got LeBron on the East Coast, you got the Golden State on the West Coast, and then there's everybody else. So it's like, you know, what does the league have to do to bring those teams to prominence, you know, because it's almost like year after year they're the same, no matter what they do, you know what I mean? So I don't know if the league's pumping these guys more, or if LeBron stays on prime time, or I think they have 41 nationally televised games. I mean, maybe they need to get those guys on TV more, you know. But there has to be a change. I mean, I kind of didn't even want to see this series this past June. I mean, like, Cleveland, and I love LeBron, don't get it twisted, but I do want to see some of these other teams be competitive and be able to get to the finals.
All right, guys, don't forget to check out the other fine shows on Rant and Radio. We got the Shining Wizards, we got the Rant on Tuesdays. I don't know the Midnight Jury schedule.
They're twice a month live on the Rant.
Okay, we got them twice a month live on the Rant. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, hopefully you'll be on next Friday at 9, Phil. Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully you'll be back on. Sir. And then we got on, and Surf, I did not forget about you, the William Reed Comic Book Show, every Sunday at 5 p.m. He'll bring down the world of comics, superhero media, and all the other good stuff. If there is nothing else, Gene, thank you for calling in. I want to say also thank you to Tony C. I also want to say thank you to Doom, who called in as well. Thank you for Pastor for being in the chat. I appreciate you guys. And I am out of here. I'll see you guys next month. I'll see you guys this Monday. We'll go ahead and review all this free agent file out, and we'll go from there. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Yep. All right, see you, guys. Will.